It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Several states hold presidential primaries tomorrow. We hope they have a nice time doing so, but realistically, it's Romney versus Obama, a campaign that has really already begun, which makes you think about the technology that might make a difference this year. If 2004 was the blog election and 2008 was the social media election, 2012 might be the mobile election. The last few years have seen a surge in the adoption of smartphones and tablets. The iPad didn't even exist in 2008. And the campaigns will try to use our new hyper-connectedness to get their candidates elected. Essentially, they'll look to rally current supporters and find new ones. Duke professor D. Sunshine Hillegas says texting will only get them part of the way.
The experiments that have been done have found that text messaging individuals on election day is actually quite effective in bringing them to the polls. But in part because of the short amount of space that you can get into a text message, also just because of the intrusiveness of the text message, using text messaging for persuasion messages is quite a bit more difficult.
Hillegas says campaigns will try to persuade voters by tailoring the pitch.
What they're doing there is trying to reach persuadable voters with micro-targeting of a very specific personalized messages that are much more likely to contain divisive issues and what we call dog whistle politics, where candidates are sending a message meant to be received only by a small intended group and not heard by others in the electorate.
Then there's location. Your phone knows where you are, and of course the campaigns will try to make the most of that. Michael Cornfield directs the political management program at the George Washington University.
Going out canvassing. It means that the walk maps are now automatically programmed into the phone, and even better, the canvassers are instructed to input data reporting on the outcome of their door knock as soon as they've done it. So you know which precincts have been covered and you know which ones are responding well, so you can reallocate resources on the fly.
It sure is different from the old I like Ike buttons for Eisenhower, but then those were mobile as well. Tyler D'Angelo of New York City got hold of an old Frogger arcade console and decided to reimagine the classic game. The result? Fifth Avenue Frogger.
The way it works is my office overlooks Fifth Avenue, and so we just took a standard webcam, mounted it outside the window, and we then wrote motion tracking software that will, when the cars drive down the street, it takes the positions of the cars, turns that into data in real time, and then maps that real time data onto these old school graphics that are in the game that represent cars.
So then you play the frog trying to avoid the traffic, but those real cars show up as like graphics cars, like old fashioned video game cars?
When you're looking at the game in the monitor, the top half of the game is, we have left it as the live video so you can actually see the cars in real life, and then the bottom half of the video screen is the old school graphics so that you can see the real cars are in the same positions of the old school graphics when you're playing the game.
Tyler's currently lobbying to get Fifth Avenue Frogger included in a Smithsonian exhibit on the history of video games. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com. And by Carbonite, providing automatic online backup for small businesses. Cloud-based solution designed to allow remote access to backed up files. Learn more at Carbonite.com.